Welcome to Mac Convert, the show about Bobby J, who bought a Mac and might not be going back to Windows again. Here's Bobby J.
You're listening to Mac Convert.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Mac Convert. This is Bobby J, and I'm sitting outside an Apple store right now. And I thought I would talk you through my experiences. I have a little support issue with my MacBook computer. Basically, I've got two things. One, I've got a yellowish discoloration around the outside of the Mac. Now, a lot of people say, Bobby J, that's probably because you're a dirty, greasy guy. But I tell you what, I wash my hands. I use Purell and all other sorts of hand sanitation techniques. So I'm thinking that I'm not as dirty as you might first be inclined to think. Okay, that was a stupid statement. I'm thinking that you think, whatever. So, anyway, I'm sitting outside of the Apple store in Legacy Village, Lyndhurst, Ohio. I had to drive about an hour and 10 minutes to get here, and I've got my reservation at the Genius Bar. Now, I was thinking about the concept of Genius Bar, and I'm thinking that is so much cooler than like Best Buy or whatever. You got your Geek Squad. Genius Bar is something that's got a lot more positive connotation to it. So, boy, I'm spitting all over my MacBook. I'm sorry about that. You can't see it. This is an audio podcast, but I am, dang, I'm spitting all over. Here, let me swallow. Hold on. There we go. So, anyway, I thought I would talk you through my experience. I'm going to do a pre-computer fix part of the podcast, and hopefully I'll be doing a post-computer fix part of the podcast this very day. Now, this is a little bit of gambling on my part. You know, I'm going to actually stay here hoping that they can fix my computer. So I've got the discoloration. That's one thing. That's not too bad. I'm not real picky, and I can live with it. I understand it's kind of a porous material, and, things happen. So that's not that bad. But the second thing that's been driving me absolutely freaking bonkers is my trackpad button. Okay, we all know that the Apple computers have the single button, and if you're supposed to do a double click, you do control tap, or you do the two-finger jive, you know, that gets you a double click. Well, mine, I'm sorry, a right click, but a double click is what's happening to me. The actual button itself, when I click it one time, it double clicks, and I know that it does it both in Windows, because I do use Boot Camp, although I haven't been there in about 2-3 months. But it happens in Windows. It also happens in the Mac OS. So I called, you know, for some technical support. I called the I do have the AppleCare membership, so I called that, and I was trying to see what they would have me do for the trackpad. I'm a pretty, decent person as far as troubleshooting and that sort of thing. They had me reset the SMC unit. They had me reset the PMU. They had me remove the battery, unplug the adapter, hold the power button for 10 seconds, all that kind of stuff. When that failed, the Apple representatives had me run the repair disk function while booted to my Apple install CD. And it did do the repair disk. It came through with flying colors. Everything was fine. And I went back, and I tell you, you know, it's still doing the same thing. So I spoke to another girl the second time I called in, and this girl didn't really tell me to do anything. She just kind of agreed with me that I should probably get the unit serviced. So I'm up here at Legacy Village Apple Store in Ohio, Lyndhurst, Ohio. It's kind of a ritzy part of town. It's kind of a nice drive up here, but it was an hour and 10 minutes. I'm hoping that I'll be able to go in, get my reservation at the Genius Bar, which is in about 35 minutes from now, and get the keyboard fixed, get the Hopefully they'll just replace the whole keyboard unit, the top unit on the, because I believe that that holds both the keyboard and the trackpad. So hopefully they'll do both replacements for me while I'm here, or a single replacement if it's one piece. I don't know. If you guys know, let me know. Give me a call. I would like to also say hi out there, good day mate, down in Australia to John. He said he's, I've at least got one listener down in Australia, so thanks a lot, John, for writing. I really, had fun emailing back and forth. Hopefully you'll leave me an audio comment, for the show that I can use here. I do have Ubercaster, and I'm tending to want to go back to Ubercaster to do my podcasting. As of right now, I'm still using the traditional GarageBand, but hopefully I'll get back to Ubercaster, you know, shortly. So anyway, I thought I'd give you a little bit about what was up. Hopefully they'll replace the trackpad and the keyboard unit on my MacBook. Hopefully I won't be with it, without it, excuse me, for more than too long. But I'm a little apprehensive, if you can't tell in my voice. Not really, but I thought I would. Oh, I sound apprehensive. Oh, so anyway, I'm not that kind of person. So I've been doing some great things with the Mac. The Macintosh, I tell you, it's great. I have to tell you, I've been farting around a little bit more with Automator and Quicksilver, doing the keyboard actions and stuff. And this thing, especially since my trackpad has been goofy recently, you know, it's kind of nice to be able to have programs that allow you to work. Your workflow isn't quite interrupted when you don't have the use of the trackpad. I also turned on tap clicking with the trackpad, which sort of helped. But I tell you what, I'm a button kind of guy, so I think I'll stick with that. Well, I'm going to head on into the Apple Store, because I imagine that for 30 minutes or so, I can keep myself busy inside an Apple Store. I don't have much money, so I won't be buying anything, but they have keyboards and stuff hooked up. Maybe I'll record a little ditty, or we'll get in on some sort of show or something like that. Actually, I'm going to bring up here my dashboard. And I'm going to bring up my Legacy Village. What you can do, this is kind of neat. I don't know if you knew this, but you can get an Apple Events widget, okay? And what you can do with the Apple Events widget is it downloads all of the events that are going on at the Apple Store that's nearby. I was going to do this right now, but I just realized I'm sitting in my car and I don't have an internet connection, so I don't think I'll be doing the Apple Store events right now for that. I gotta tell you, some people are really excited about the iPhone. I just got my Motorola Q not too long ago. I'm still about 18 months off of getting a new phone. And I think with that new phone may come a new service. I might be flipping over to Singular and grabbing the iPhone. I gotta tell you, the features of that phone are just too much to ignore. And I imagine 18 months from now, we might be on Gen 2. Generation 2 of the hardware, which might boast for bigger storage. I'm thinking hopefully 16, 32, or maybe even 64 gigabytes of flash storage by that time, knowing how fast and quickly the computer technology advances. So anyway, those are some of the things I've been thinking about recently. I'll keep you posted here. I'm going into the Mac Store. Hopefully, I'll come back in a couple of hours with a new face to my Mac. Kind of a new... another thing that's going on is the flickering on my screen. Kind of when I tilt the screen back and forth, there's a little bit of flickering going on. So I'll have to ask them about that as well. Hopefully, it's all related. It's something that they'll be able to fix. Maybe a loose connection inside the computer, and when they take off the keyboard, they'll be able to find that out. Anyway, this has been Bobby J pre-Apple Store. I'm kind of excited, as you could tell in my voice, because these are neat little establishments. But I also have to tell you that I'm a little nervous. I don't want to part with my Mac, and if I do, we might actually be coming back to this podcast in several days rather than several hours. So I'll keep you posted. This is Bobby J temporarily signing off. Hopefully I'll be coming back soon.
So Bobby J is back. Let's see what happened to his Macintosh. This should be fun. Stay tuned. crap, 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 crappity crap, 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 crappity crap, crap. Did I mention crap? Holy crap. Holy crappy crap, crap, crappity crap, grass, crap, crappers, crap donkeys, crappy crap, crap, crappers. I don't know if you could tell, but I'm a little bit disappointed with my repair. Boy, I tell you what, this has been a journey from being a Windows user to being a Mac user. And I have to tell you, this is one of the darkest times during my Mac ownership. First off, let me tell you, I told them, basically, I brought my computer in. They verified both problems that I was having, or all three problems, the discoloration, the trackpad button, and also the flickering on the screen. And I told them, well, they said that the screen might be an issue where they have to send it away to the depot. And so I said, okay, go ahead and just fix the top cover. Now, that's the official part that they call the keyboard / trackpad assembly. So they replaced the top cover. Yay, that was great. And I figured I would just stay up at the Apple store while they did the repair. My friend had the same repair done on his computer actually twice, and he said you might as well stay because it's quite possible you'll get it back the same day. Wrong. Big fat honking wrong. Here's my deal, okay? So I wait up there for 4 hours. I'm checking the website on my Motorola Q phone to see if my repair is going through. And basically after 4 hours, they didn't start the top case repair, which is the only thing I agreed to have done. So I had to leave Legacy Village. I had a previous engagement that I had to make it to after 4 hours without my computer. So they end up calling me, about 45 minutes later saying, hey, it's done. The top case is done. And I say, well, go ahead and send it to the depot for the flickering problem that I was having. That is where the crappity crap, 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 crap happened, okay? They send it to the repair depot. This is March 31st, okay? Last day of March. I ended up getting my computer back on April 28th, which if you guys are calendar challenged, that's a freaking month later, a freaking crappity crap month later. Oh gosh. So here's the deal. The flicker problem when they opened the top case was not a loose cable. I was disappointed at that. They sent it away. I checked the website on April 5th. Everything's going well. I'm checking through April 5th, and on April 5th they say on hold, part on order. And it was like that for, well, until the 26th or the 27th. Oh my gosh, I'm just getting over this. This is crazy. Well, I ended up doing a couple things I said I wasn't going to do. One of the things that I said I wasn't going to do was buy anything. I bought myself a little Bluetooth Apple Mighty Mouse and couldn't use it for a month. Oh, jeez. So I'm waiting for a month to use this thing. Well, during the time, they don't tell you anywhere on the Apple Repair website what part is on order or what they're doing to your machine. They just say, it's in repair and then on hold. I get a call. By the way, there's no way to contact AppleCare or check on the status of your repair unless you call AppleCare on the phone. There's no way to send an email, a quick check, or nothing like that. And they don't give you any piece of information as to what's being fixed. So anyway, I get a call, I don't even remember. It was like halfway through the month, and they're like, oh, by the way, this was on a Tuesday. They said the part should be in next Monday. The part was not in next Monday. The part waited till the next Friday, which was the 27th of April. They fixed it and drop shipped it to the store
and I went and picked it up on the 28th. Okay, so this is a lot of time later, okay? Anyway, oh jeez. A lot of things happened. So I finally get my computer, and I'm thinking what I need to do now is contact AppleCare, and I need to say, well, since I've been without my computer for a month, will you be able to extend the warranty? And hopefully they'll do that by a month, because I haven't used the machine. They ended up repairing the top case, the power inverter of the monitor, also the complete logic board inside the computer, the Bluetooth assembly, the Bluetooth antenna, which I never even knew I had any problems with. They replaced all of this crap, and I get my Mac back a month later. Oh, crappity crap, crappers, crappers. Anyway, I thought I would tell you this has been one of the dark moments, but I am pleased to tell you that I finally got my Mac back. I mean, it was crazy. I was using an old Macintosh that ran Mac Classic, and I even upgraded it to 10.2.8, and it just is not the same. We're really spoiled with Mac OS Tiger 10.4. I believe that now more than ever. Anyway, I thought I would let you know about my status there. Next episode, we're going to hear an audio clip from a listener, John, down in Australia. And he's got some great things to say. This has been Bobby J for Mac Convert. Peace out, homies. I don't think that Bobby J really liked that experience. But hey, you win some, you lose some. Check us later for the next Mac Convert.